possibility.
My name is Min. I am a newcomer. I've been living in Oroville since August 2007. I currently work at Aurore, which has a focus on renewable energy, particularly on solar energy, both solar thermal and solar PV systems. Sustainability is a very broad subject, and renewable energy is one component of that. So when we say we focus on these areas, our approach is usually very broad. And we do a variety of things. And what we do is we try and see how we can influence people and policymakers to adapt and accept sustainable living. For instance, we are trying to see how we can improve solar water heaters in terms of design, in terms of their performance, in terms of their quality, so that people find it more acceptable to use solar water heaters. Similarly, we are implementing solar pumps across the country, not just in Oroville and surrounding villages, but across the country. We are doing one specific project in a state of Gujarat, where with the government, the state government, we are implementing a program of installing solar pumps for drinking water in 3,000 villages. So that's one way of looking at sustainability, where we are trying to see how we can replace kerosene, but at the same time improve the quality of life using solar power. So these are some projects which are to do with solar. We are also involved in projects which are not particularly related to solar energy, but come in the field of sustainability in general. For instance, one of the projects that Aurore is involved in is creating an open-air permanent exhibition at the visitor center. And there, on average, we get 1,000 visitors every day to visit Matri Mandir. And most of these people come from India and come from lower middle class background. And for them, sustainability is a concept that they may have heard about, but they know very little about it. So the idea is to see how we can create a place which is fun, exciting, entertaining, engaging, at the same time conveying the information about what's happening in terms of climate change, global warming, water shortage, power consumption, mobility, and so on and so forth, deforestation, and see how we can plant the seed in their minds so that they can change their behavior eventually. But not preaching them, not teaching them, but creating fun out of the information so that people find it interesting to go and read and play with the exhibits, get engaged, particularly children, because children are the future. And if we can influence their thinking even slightly by having a space like this in Oroville, it will go a long way in fulfilling our purpose of existence, which is creating experiments in Oroville which people can copy and learn from. The idea is to create interactive exhibits where especially children can come, touch, feel, sense, play and learn at the same time. Research in the area of renewable energy is very advanced and capital intensive and resource intensive. So in Oroville, we cannot claim to be researching on the technology front. But what we do is we find ways to adapt technologies that have been developed elsewhere to suit local needs, to make little changes in the design, in how things look or how they function, just to see how we can make them better. So a few things that we have done here in terms of renewable energy is to create an experiment with different materials for a solar cooling system. So air conditioning is a big demand right now in a place like India, and it consumes a lot of power. So if you can create something which uses renewable energy and provides us a cooler working environment or living environment, that will go a long way in conserving energy from other non-renewable sources. So right now we have created a prototype for this solar air conditioner, or call it cooling system, and we are in the stage of making another big one to install in our office to see how it performs. That's one example. We're also working on pedal power. We have created pedal power systems to charge batteries for community lighting. We installed one in Sadhana Forest. There is one also in Adventure where it's used to run a fridge, a normal fridge. So you pedal and then you have some power that will help you, you know, put some food stuff and that which will last longer in a place where there is no grid connection.
How much pedaling time they need to run the fridge?
Enough to keep you fit.
They need a big community.
A community of 10 is enough.
So how much time they need to pedaling?
15 minutes a day, 10 to 15 minutes a day. That's not too much, really. We are also working on something called Mission Tejas. Mission Tejas is a project which is based on collaboration. In India, there are 86 million homes which use kerosene for lighting. That is almost 40% of the population. And kerosene is not just a very bad source of light, it's harmful for health and it's a fire hazard. It's also the most expensive. So the poorest of the poor people in this country pay the most for their energy needs. And we want to see how we can change that. And we see our role as a catalyst, someone who can bring people together, manufacturers, designers, donors, microfinance banks.
But what it should be, micro solar panels?
Good question. The first step is to replace kerosene. So it doesn't matter what the power source is. So even if it's charged through the grid, it's okay. So we are looking at a small battery system, depending on the needs. So a need of a fisherman would be different from a need of a migrant worker. So we are trying to have different systems in the solution. And the charging mechanism will also vary from place to place. Some places where you have a grid connection available nearby, then the charging will be done through grid. Places where people live in remote areas, we would find other mechanisms like solar charging, solar PV charging, pedal power, wind power, whatever is available. The important thing is to first get rid of kerosene and then look at options which are more sustainable as we go along. Sustainability cannot be one solution fits all. It will have to be place specific, it will have to be people specific and climate specific. And that's the beauty, that you create diversity, which is what nature is all about. Nature only thrives when you have diversity in species, in ecosystems, and it blossoms like that. So even with the solution that we develop for renewable energy or for food or for mobility, it will all have to be specific for the needs and the environment that people live in.
Some other project that are you involved
with? We also do some consulting work in the area of carbon offset, where we do verification of a carbon offset that happens with NGOs who work in the area of solar energy, and we try and see how we can get them money from the exchanges in Europe and the US, which can then be reinvested in the work they do.
Oroville. At last, a place where one will be able to think only of the future, the mother.
Towards sustainability.